The learner last week, the halacha, the Magen Avraham brings down similar amates. Excuse me, if it's so cold. Again, the Magen Avraham brings down in similar amates. We were learning that a cotton should not write tefillin. The Shulchan Aruch passes a cotton should not write tefillin. The Magen Avraham is moistif on that. That even a Ben Yigimel cotton shagi al chal shneisav cotton that reaches the mitzvah should not write. A boy should not write tefillin. The reason is the Magen Avraham learns. In the sugya nida, the ikka shir galvus is bringing to samanim having shtei sides, and the Magen Avraham learns that this is called chazaka d'rava, and this chazaka that katan shagiel chal shneisav chazaka shehevi shtei sides is only to dinim d'rabanan, not to dinim d'raisa. And mela to write tefillin is din d'raisa, but not simcha chazaka d'rava to write tefillin. He has to actually bring shtei sides, so like the pesukim say, it should be nisman lezakena. So his beard grows in, then we know he brought Shtei Sairis Lamata also, he brought some on him. But Kozman, he's not in Smalei Zakenai, we should not be Samech that every 13-year-old boy brought Shtei Sairis for the Dinim Derabanan. And we learned this week, we spoke over the Kivega sheet, a little bit different. But Akaponim, this is pretty clear, this seems to be Dabba Pasha, according to Magen Avraham and to the Kivega, that you need to be a Godel Mamish with Shtei Sairis in order to write Tefillin. I just wanted to say there's the Santa Shita from the Nadi Behuda. Nadi Behuda has a chiddush a little different. Nadi Behuda says like this: what's the whole maka that a cotton cannot write tefillin? Nadi Behuda says the maka is the Gemara in Gittin Daf Mem Hei Mabeis. The Gemara says the Gemara's a drasha. The pasuk says ukshatim chasaftim, and the Gemara's makish kshira tiksiba, that only misha yeshna b'kshira yeshna b'ksiba, misha ena b'kshira ena b'ksiba, only someone who's mechuyiv in kshira, someone who's mechuyiv in the mitzvah tefillin, he's able to write tefillin. And the Gemara's a mite from that an akum, a goy, the Gemara's a mite from that an eved isha, because it's a mitzvah says it's mangrama, they're not mechuyiv in tefillin, and the mela, they cannot write tefillin. The Gemara's even a mite, let's see, a min and a muma and a masa. People who are perik all and they don't put on tefillin, even though they're mechuyv to tshuva and put on tefillin, but if they're perik all, achman uslan, and they don't put on tefillin, they're not bachal kshira, they cannot write tefillin. Al gaponim, this gemara is the makkah that a cotton cannot write tefillin, because since a cotton is potam in a mitzvah, he's not mechuyv in kshira. Mishesh nebekshira, yesh nebeksiva. Mishesh nebekshira, yesh nebeksiva. Someone that's not bachal in the pasture of tefillin, he cannot write tefillin. Of the Nazi Yehuda, the Madus and Yonah, the Menalach, he has Zayed Santa Kasha, Merzi Gakasha. In fact, in the Nabi Yisra Kasha, there's a Mishnah in Gittin, the Fugimel, the Mishnah says that Akum Sheshachat Shechitas in Nevela. If a Goy Shech, Nachi Sheshachat Shechitas in Nevela. If a Goy Shech, his Shechita is Nevela. And it's the Sant, this Mishnah, the Gemara doesn't say the reason. But if a Kalam Mishnah is like this, you would have it. The Gemara would say, Abraisim and Nolan, or Shenema, we would have a Pasuk. There's no way in Shas does it explain what the reason is why a goy cannot shech. If a goy shechs properly, someone watches him and he shechs properly, there's no mistake in the shechita, it's not good. How do we know it's not good? So that's the Rishayim talk about it. The Rishayim say, even though the Gemara doesn't say the reason, it must be going back from a pasuk. So the Rambam says the pasuk is a pasuk in Kisisa. The pasuk says, Pentichres bris niyeshav haaretz, v'zonachari elahayim, v'zavchon elahayim, v'karolcha v'chatam ezevchad. The pasuk says you should, when the Eden went to Israel, the Torah says you should not be cursed bris with the goyim that live there. Don't get close to them, because what will happen if you cursed bris? You make a treaty. If you get close to the goyim, the zonachare lahayim, you're gonna rachman tzchas shalom din nevadizor, the zavchul lahayim, the ganamash din nevadizor, the korucha v'chatam zivchay, and the goyim will call you and you'll eat from his shechita. So Dr. Rambam, the Rambam's lashon is ma'achas his Hashem yechem zivchay. We see the Torah is warning you not to eat from the goy's shechita. After lomach zivchay yosa, vice versa, that shechita is no good. That's what the Torah is worried about. Don't get close to the goyim, or else they're going to invite you over for dinner. You can eat from a shechita, and you can eat nevela. Vice versa, that what a goy shechs cannot be kosher will be nevela. That's the Rambam learns. That's the mocha for this halacha. The Rosh, first peg of Chulin, says, hey. So before the Mishnah, but the Rosh has a kasha on this Rambam. He says, if that's so mukh, it's not so mukhach. Because the Rosh says, I would learn this pasuk itself, the Koruch HaBachatam Zivchai might be talking about Shechitas of Edizara. Maybe it's a continuation of the beginning of the pasuk. The whole pasuk is telling you, don't get close to the Goyim, because then you'll get involved with the Edizara. But Koruch HaBachatam Zivchai, maybe that means you'll eat from what he shechs of Edizara. But how do you know that what a Goy shechs not for Avodah Zarah, and he does it properly, how do you know it's not good? The Rosh says, this is not the Pasuk. So the Rosh says, brings a different Pasuk. The Rosh says, the Pasuk is, there's another Pasuk.
Just want to clarify, that means you don't know what his Machshava was? Is that what you're saying? When he Shechted? If you know
it. That's what the Rosh is asking. If you would know that he didn't Shechted Avodah Zarah, let's say he says straight. I guess he said while he's shechting, he says straight out. Oh, that's it. Well, right. This is this Gemara Gittin, the Chaf Gimel, something similar to that. Akum Daita Nashi of it. When a guy writes a get, you tell him to. He does it for his own reasons. He doesn't do the get lashmad. You're right. That's just a little bit hard to understand. But push it. So he's not nafkamin el maisa.
Yeah, could be.
The Gemara's but you have a Mishnah telling you that the shechit is nevela. Actually, this isn't again nagiyat akamara dachav kimmel, but there is a kasha which might answer this also. They say that if the guy would say out loud, "I am not shechting for avodah zarah," that we have a cloud v'am shemalevi in the dvarim. So while he's shechting, he says, "I'm not doing this for Avodah Zarah." So we would say, "Vam shebelevin," even though he might be thinking for Avodah Zarah, but he said he's not doing it for Avodah Zarah, so that would be not for Avodah Zarah. Number B test. But Akaponim, the Rosh wants to say a different pasuk. The Rosh says that the mocha that shechitas akum is nevela is because the Torah says it's the vachta v'chalta, and we dashin. The Rosh says the Rosh would be mi sheishna bezicha yeshna ba'achila. Someone that is right, who is Muslim, the Pasha of Shechit, the Muslim, the Pasha of Nevela, he can shecht. So his Shechit, you could eat from. The Zavach Tavachata tells you the only people that you can eat from are the people that are Muslim themselves in Shechit and Nevela. Rafuka Yagai, who's not Muslim in Nevela. And there's a Taisus in Chulam, Bemis Gimel Beis also says that Joshua, also mentions this Joshua, the Zavach Tavachata. He also wants to take the Rosh. So if I can review the Moedig Akasha, if I can review this, the din is, a cotton be'etzem is a lot of shech. The first Mishnah Chumun says, l'chachim l'cotton shena shech, the Mishnah says, l'chum shech v'chem reim v'sam shechassan k'sheir. If a cotton shech, and somebody watches him, and he sees that he shechted properly, he didn't do she address chod of a gram v'ika, he shechted properly, he shechid this kasha. So, effectively, Yehuda, why don't we say, just same way with a mayit, we say a guy cannot shecht, he's not b'chal b'zachta b'chalta. Let's say also a cotton cannot shecht. How come a cotton can't shecht? And he asked the kasha from our sugya in Gittin. How come by tefillin we say k'shatim b'chasavtim? Yishna b'kshir, yishna b'ksiva, and that comes to exclude a cotton. A cotton is not mitzvah in the mitzvah of k'shir, and he cannot do k'siva. Why don't we say the same thing by, according to this rasha? It's b'zachta b'chalta, it's not my regular kasha. According to the Rosh and Taisus, how do we know a guy cannot shecht? Because it says v'zvachta v'chalta. Mishyeshna bezricha yeshna b'achinah. So the Josh is that someone who's roi, actually the Lashon is mishu bazvicha chom zivchoi. That's the Lashon of the Rosh. It's a similar drasha. Someone who's in the pasha of zicha, that he's muza on the veila, that he has a mitzvah to shecht, he has to shecht in order to be able to eat, his shechita you can eat from. And from that we exclude a guy, an akum. Right. But we don't exclude a cotton. In fact, maybe then why not? A cotton, the Mishnah says that the Mishnah only says shechit is akum is nevela. But the Mishnah that day is in Chulun says that a cotton, vechem, reim, soya, you just can't trust the cotton. But if somebody washed him shecht and saw they shecht properly, then you can eat from a shechit. The cotton is not nismayit. But a cotton is not in a chayr is not mitzuva. The same way he's not mitzuva in Finland, he's not mitzuva in Nevein Lashchita. Oh, so you're probably thinking what the Nevi Hu, the first one, to answer is that we have a machaikis about cotton and Nevein La bez mitzuva lafishay. If a cotton is in Nevein La, it's bez mitzuva to stop it. So if you would say cotton and Nevein La bez mitzuva lafishay, we have to stop it from being Nevein La. So that would be the teretz. The cotton is b'chal the pasha of Nevein La. And she be negiyah that we have to stop him from eating it. But the Nevi Yehuda says, the Maisa, we don't pass along like that. We pass in cotton eichon nevelas ein bezim tzivon afishay. It's not such a halacha. You see a cotton eating nevela, you're not mechuyif to stop him. No one's mechuyif to stop him. That's what he's going to say next. Then he brings down another pasha teretz to be negiyah, the Svi Yedayim of cotton. No, Svi Yedayim in Islam of cotton. There's a the sugya in Yivam Esachki Fidalet, other places, Pasas Esachinim, you're not allowed to give a cotton nevela to eat. Okay, that would also be the teretz. That's why a cotton is b'chal the pasha of nevela, because we're not allowed to give him physically nevela to eat. Mashenkin tefillin, there's no din to give a cotton tefillin. That'll be the teretz. That's why we're not made cotton from the zvachta v'chalta. But the Navy just says this is not a perfect teretz because it's really not so posh if that's the right on that. And he's very mired, he goes to the whole sugi dachkuf yidalad, if the issa of sivi daim a cotton, the issa to give a cotton to eat nevela, is that me the right to a bonan? If it's only the rabbanon, then you can't say that's in the joshua the right. So back to Akasha, why aren't we memayat from his vachta vachalta a cotton also, that he should not be, since he's not in the pasha nevela? So the Nebi Yehuda wants to say, the teretz would be, if you take a hold that way, that sivi daim to cotton is only rabbanon, the teretz would be mishum chinach. But chinach for sure is a mitzvah to be machanach, a father's zicha is a mitzvah to be machanach, a son to eat kosher, not to eat nevela. And the Baal is a din chinach, and that's why the cotton is in the pasha of nevela. He's in the pasha of not eating nevela, me din chinach.
Yeah, but it's still the rice and wine's
Oh, because you think chinuch is darbanon? Is that what you're asking?
Chinuch is
darbanon. Oh, you're asking very good. That's what I was going to get to. So that's not you. That's Hashem came to fill him. There's no din chinuch at that point when he's still cotton to give him. Let's just go to the Nevi Yehuda. So the Nevi Yehuda, we're going to get to this kasha soon. So the Nevi Yehuda wants to say, since there's a din chinuch, that makes the cotton in the pasha of nevela, in the pasha of shechita, and that's why he's able to shech. So if he's there, maybe he wants to two have two big chiddushim. The first chiddush is that when we know the Mishnah Chul and Dafei, this is a chun sheshocht v'achem reiner son shechidus and ksheir. We know the Mishnah that cotton can't shech as long as someone else watches him. Will be a dafka cotton shegi lechinach. Has to be dafka shegi lechinach. That's the cotton who's able to shech. Well, let's say a kid is that young, he's not even a shegi lechinach. He's not able to understand at all. And somehow he would take a knife and somehow a small chick, a small bird, he would shech properly. It wouldn't be good. Because he'd be in the smite from the Zavachta Vachalta. He's not in the Pasha of the Zavachta Vachalta. The reason why, I think you missed the beginning, the reason why according to Tosis and the Rush, the reason why the Mishnah says that Akav Shachar Shechus Nevela, the Goy Shech, the Shechit is possible. Tosis and the Rush learned because it's a Drush of the Zavachta Vachalta. Someone who's in the Pasha of Shechita and Nevela is in the Pasha to be able to Shech, and his Shechit you're able to eat. So effectively, maybe the warm may the cotton from that. So this may be the spirit that the cotton is also in the pasha of nevela and shechita because he's in the pasha of chinuch. So maybe he wants to say bechidush will come out that only if he's in the pasha of chinuch, that's when he's able to a cotton could shech. But in echanami, a cotton that's younger than that, not in the pasha of chinuch, he taka can shech. And then maybe he wants to do this more the bechidush b'negei al halacha also. If you have a cotton shegiel in the chinuch for tefillin, he'd be able to write tefillin. Because the same way we're saying that if he's a gil chinuch, he's not in the smite from the pasha of zakhta v'chata, the same thing, if he's a gil chinuch, he won't be in the smite, he won't be excluded from the pasha of k'shatim v'chasatim, and he'll be able to write tefillin also. There's a man, and maybe he's the one to ding zakhan the mogan of Rama, and he'll come out and active kiveg also. Ben Yigimel Shana, someone who's 13, even if he didn't bring his base Cyrus, but he's for sure a chinuch. At that age, for sure, a 13-year-old boy, even we don't check him, even if he doesn't have a beard and he didn't bring Stray Cyrus, even for sure, rather he didn't bring Stray Cyrus, but rather he's in the Pasha of Chinuch. And if he's in the Pasha of Chinuch, the main is, maybe he wants to turn for Chinuch, he'll be a Bakshir. And he'll be able to write to him also. It's not like the Magen Avraham. So Rabbi Yaakov was asking, this Achrenim has this Kasha on the Yehuda. Maybe you're saying Din Chinuch is why he's called considered in the Pasha of Zavachta Vachalta, he's in the Pasha of Nevela, and he wants to say Chiddush, he's in the Pasha of Kshir also. But we ask, the Achrenim is the Kasha, the whole Din Chinuch is also only the Rabbanon. The Din Chinuch, it's a Rambam in this Perek Zayim, Hilchos Machanos Asura, he brings down a Pasuk in the Kabbalah. It's not a Pasuk in the Torah, Din Chinuch. Din Chinuch is also only the Rabbanon. What's the one that he himself said? If it's only a dindra abonon, that's not something the Torah recognizes, midaraisa. How could that make enough meaning in the drasha of the zavachta v'chalta or ukshat m'chasatim? So I was thinking that, you know, even if you say chinuch is darbanon, but lemaisa it's a svara also. Even if it's going down only from pasuk d'ika balan, it's darbanon, but it's a svara also. You say b'chi chay rachmana. When the Torah was given, it's understood that most people cannot just jump in the day they become a mitzvah into mitzvahs. They have to be mechunach. They're going to make mistakes. But chinuch is a svara that you have to be mechanach children so in order that when they become a mitzvah, they should continue doing the mitzvahs, not just going to start from scratch. Is a main lad, can zog the Torah is also makia the din of chinuch because b'chi chay rachmana. And zog the Torah is makia the din of chinuch. That's what Nedi Behuda means. The Torah is also makia the din of chinuch. That's why it's called the bar zvicha and the bar. That's what we call the bak shir. That's what we recognize from the chosam. I was thinking also there's a bavusta machoikas actually in Tosfos and brachas daf memches. If the mitzvah chinuch is a mitzvah daf on the av or even on the ben. Rashi says, "Call it mitzvah chinuch is a mitzvah av. It's a mitzvah on the father. It's nothing to do with the child. It's mitzvah on the rabbanon. It's mitzvah on the av to be mechanach the ben. Tosfos zechelah. Tosfos says it's a mitzvah on the ben also. If he's able to, if he understands, he has a mitzvah to be for chinuch also. Lachayah, this whole shtickle, Nedi Behuda, lachayah is a little more shlak according to Tosfos. According to Rashi, the whole mitzvah is on the father." The Homer Tzachinah Ranachar is a little hard to understand why that would make him a Bazvicha or a Bakshir. It's not really his mitzvah. According to Tosfos, the mitzvah is on the ben, it's a little easier to understand. And the way we're saying, the Torah also understands that a kid should understand, if he's able to stop being Mechanach himself, according to Tosfos, to do Chinach on himself, so he should be ready when he's Bar Mitzvah. Next up, Seifa, in the Shuvah Takei Sakasha, Nedi Behuda. He says, what do you do with a yatim, a boy that has no father? If the whole reason why you're saying he's a bazvicha and the bakshir is because of chinuch, what do you do with a yatim who has no father? The yatim has no father. He's not the pasha of chinuch either. See, so the fact that says, you want to tell me that the Mishnah in Chulin that says Chulin Shashaf Bechei Marein Rasam is talking about Dafka Cotton who's not a yatim? Cotton is the yatim, it's not Negea? So this is what it's saying.
Well, that's
the Gemara of Katnei Chumavegos Bezim Mitzvah Afishe that we pass Gana. There's that Mitzvah, and Rishonim says the famous text of Shonim.
That's a lot. That's an essence
to the thing. Afishe
is one thing.
That would be Mochama Chinuch Hanes. Should be Mochama, but
that. Mm-hmm.
The text is Shanim, the end of Yuma, the Tachinim moving down. The same text is Shanim that says that Imo is not Chayim Chinuch, but there's no father, the mother is not. I think some Shanim Machaylik, but the text is Shanim says that. Okay, but the rest of the text is Kasha. But the way we were saying with the Tosfos and Brachos, then I think it's a little more like to say, according to Tosfos and Brachos, according to Rashi, it says Mitzvah Chinuch is Dafka on the Av, the whole Mitzvah is on the Av, that's successive is Kasha. But if you hold the Mitzvah Chinuch the way Tosfos says, it's on the Ben itself, Ken Zayn, is a Mitzvah Chinuch on the Ben himself, even if there is a father. If he's not able to, he's a cotton, but if he's able to be Mechanuch himself, he has an Inyan of Chinuch. And that's what he recognizes, and that'll be the mitzvah, and that'll be why he's in the pasha of the zvach of the chalpa, and maybe his chiddush should be in the pasha of mishesh ne mitzvah ne b'ktiva. A different kasha. There's a mishnah in Gittin da chavez and beis. The mishnah says hakuk shein lifteich is a get a tigun cheshet v'katan. Everyone is kosher to write a get, even the cheshet v'katan. So Tosfos is a kasha over there, chavez and beis. In time of Rabban the Krisis, then who, for Tosfos, they're not Rabban the Krisis themselves, they're not the Pasha of Gittin themselves. This is not such a clear drasha, but Tosfos seems to hold that since we're talking about the whole Pasha of Gittin talks about Krisis, Tosfos seems to make his own drasha that Mishi Yeshneb Krisis, Yeshneb Bixivis Gittin. So Tosfos asks, if he's not a Bar Krisis, he's not the whole Pasha of Gittin, how can he write again? So Tosfos answers, "V'yashleim edachshivi b'nei krisus, hol b'mhigdol katan v'nishtaf hashoydav b'nei krisus." A cheshet the katan is also called b'krisus. Since l'maisa, when they grow up, they'll be in the pasha. That's called, that means even now they're considered in the pasha. And a cheshet shayta also, since when they get healthy, if they get healthy, they're b'nei krisus. Therefore, they're also called the pasha. A cheshet v'shchetz v'shtein. Why don't we say in Agamar also? Why doesn't one say k'shatim chasaftim that a katan is not called a bakshira. Why don't we just say, he'll be a bakshira. That should be enough. I don't really have a good test this, but if you learn the tesis, that is mash, but tesis doesn't really hold by the teretz. Because tesis afterwards is a different cash, but tesis afterwards is a different teretz that only halachas in getting that you need a shliach, that you need shlichus, that you need to be a shliach, that's where you have to be a bakfisus. But muscle to give the get, you need shlichus to give the get. But that you have to be bakrisus. But to write a get like tosis, you don't need shlichus. That's this tosis sheet that chachabez on beis. The tosis somewhere else and get enough test on beis that holds you do need shlichus. The sefer that writes the get, does he have to be a shliach of the husband? That seems to be machayikus these two terutzim. Because the Torah says because of nothing, right? So the Tesla's the husband has to write it, and if he makes a soif, he has to be a shliach. Like everything, shulch Hashem k'maisei. But this Tesla chabez on beis is choyel. This says his whole now. It's because of anyone can write it. The husband has to give it, but anyone can write it. The only shlichus, and since you don't need shlichus, you don't need a back pieces. So according to that, end of Tesis, we talked about this whole Joshua, so that'll be a Tesis discussion. And that maybe Tesis was going, we don't need this whole svara of Imhigdol cotton. Let's see. Just wanted to say, last week we mentioned the Magen Avraham. Again, the Magen Avraham learns the Gemara Nida. The Gemara Nida said that Chazaka de Rava, that Katan Shagir Lachal Shneiser, the Gemara talks about Katana. Katana Shagir Lachal Shneiser, a Katana that reaches 12 years old, Chazaka Shehaviya Simonah. It's Chazaka that she brought a Simonim, that she's a Gedayla. And the Gemara says over there that this, what we say, Mechan, this Chazaka de Rava, Benegea Mion, not Benegea Chalitza. We spoke this week that all Chazakas are Deraisa, and we always say, Mechan, all Chazakas for everything. But this Chazaka de Rava, we're not saying, Mechan, for everything. We said over the Prima Gadon's reasons why this Chazaka de Rav is a little bit different, a little bit shvacher maybe, and that's why we're not semich on this Chazaka de Rav for everything. And the Gemara says we're semich on it for me and not for chalitza. So we said over the Magen Avraham learns what's the chalitza between me and chalitza. The Magen Avraham learns the chalitza is that me is the rabbana and chalitza is the raisa. And when we semich on Chazaka de Rav, the negiah the rabbana is not the negiah the raisa. The Pirigon is a little bit different. That we're only semich on Chazaka de Rav where there's no cheskas issa. By me and there's no cheskas issa. That's what we rely on Chazaka de Rav. Mashiach Chalitza is a cheskas issa. We don't rely on Chazaka de Rav. So someone here asked, maybe Zubiak, or someone here asked, why don't we learn the Gemara more poshut that we're only semich on Chazaka de Rav l'chumra, not l'kula. For me and it's l'chumra. The Chalitza is for me and it's l'chumra, right? That she cannot be Mayan. The chalitza, we want it will be a kula. You want to be semach chazak d'rava to be mati with chalitza. Maybe only semach chazak d'rava l'chumah, not la kula. Why is the Magen Avraham make the chinuch between the Raisa and the Rabbanan? Why is the Kivegan and the Gemara the chinuch is a chesed and nachas? That's not very poshut. The Gemara is only l'chumah, not la kula. So we asked this kasha this week. I said we were going to answer it, and we didn't get around to answering it. I just want to tell you what I think the teretz is. One teretz could be. Because if you would say that's the klal, the Gemara is saying, we only use it l'chumah and l'kula, then you cannot be simcha chazaka d'rava to be mistaka cotton for a minion, have him down for the yomid. And that's the fair shalacha in Shulchan Aruch, you learned last week, simon and hey, there are more paskins that you could be simcha chazaka d'rava. A boy reaches 13, you can send him up to daven for the yomid, he can be part of a minion. So you say, I, that's the kula. So obviously that's not together. Obviously we are simcha chazaka d'rava, even for a kula. And the chaluk has to be one of the other chalukim. Either chaluk seems right to banan or the chaluk of chesedisa. Another teretz I was thinking is that a mien is lav dafka always a chumra. Could be a kula also. Let's say the girl when she reaches 12 years old is a mayan, and then she's makabel her kedusha from someone else. Her kedusha from someone else. So we're saying chazaka derava. We rely on Zakhdar for Mian, that the Mian is not a good Mian, and she remains Mekadeshis to the first one, and the second condition is not Kedushin. So that would be a Kula, Benegia, that. To say the second condition is not Kula would be a Kula. So vice versa, that the Gedi here is not the Chil between the Chum and the Kula, it has to be something else, and that's why the Magen Avraham had to come up with his Chilak of the Reis and the Rabbanon, and the Kiri came said his Chilak between Chesed and Chesed. Just in the to hand off at the Kutzavad and the Seder, Chas Kami week. The Gemara says, in the Makis, the Pasuk says in Tehillim, Le Ragal Ishainai. So when the case of Mayang is the Rogel Lashani to not to say Sheka, to speak MS. The Gemara says the Rogel Lashani is the Yaakov Avinu. This goes on Yaakov Avinu, the Chsiv, who is on that Majega completely? Yaakov Avinu, the Chsiv, Uli Mishani Avi, Vayisi Beinu Kamateya. Yaakov Avinu was afraid that his father would touch him and realize he's fooling him. Chayz Kumo Zapella. Rather, Yaakov Avinu was Nish MS. But we do you see from that Pasuk that Yaakov Avinu was Nish MS? That Pasuk is the mice that where Rivka Imenu sent Yaakov, that Yitzchak Avinu wanted to give the brachas to Esav. And Rivka Imenu told Yaakov, you go in, machzach hazevi Esav, bring the food, wear Esav's clothing, act as hazevi Esav, and you get the brachas. And Yaakov was afraid he would get caught. His father would touch him, would feel him. Esav was ish seyeh, was hairy. Yaakov was ish chalak, was the not so much here. And his father would have the mistake. What do you see from there? Yaakov was in Shemesh, the cat. All you see from there was Yaakov didn't want to get caught. Achares Apella. So the Maritz Chiyas, this is the Maritz Chiyas in the end of Makkis, he has this kash of Shem Chochem Echa, he says a half of the Gateris. He says like this. He says that in the Torah, in the word maybe, we find two words that mean the same thing. Pen v'ulai. Pen and ulai both mean maybe. In Lashon HaKodesh, these two words mean the same thing. Pen means maybe and ulai means maybe, but there's a chilek. Pen means maybe in a negative way, that maybe, and you're hoping it won't happen. Ulai means maybe in a more positive way, that you're hoping it will happen. Pen is the loisa say. When you say pen, it means maybe something will happen, and you're hoping it won't happen. So, fact is, the mitzchis b'shem chacham echad. When Yaakov said uli yimisheni avi, he should have said pen yimisheni avi. Maybe my father will touch me, but he should be hoping it won't happen. Why do you say uli yimisheni avi? Like he was hoping it would happen. So, the mitzchis b'shem chacham echad. The demise is Yaakov Avinu had a mitzvah over here to do this because it was a nevuah. He brings down the pasuk says when that Rivka Imenu answered Yaakov, "Alai kol nasecha b'ni, your call will be on me." What does that mean? Alai kol nasecha b'ni? I mean, what makes Rivka the alvasa the on callus? If Yaakov Avinu would curse him, how could she say the call will go on me? If you curse Yaakov, what does that mean? The call won't go on me. Teretz is Rashi brings down Tagamunklus teaches. Elai Yisama b'nevuah v'leyesu nevatya alach b'ri. Merdeh g'tagamunklus. Normally tagamunklus is very literal. Tagamunklus, he changes these words completely. He says, alai k'lesu means, on me you should rely that I had a nevuah, that you should do this, and according to my nevuah, the klala will not happen. That's what she was saying to him. As a mela, Yaakov Avinu, when he went in to do this whole remiyah, this whole trickery, it was a mitzvah, it was a nevuah. Rivka Avinu was one of the nevias. And he had the nevuah from a navi, from a neviyah, who told him from the Bnei Shem he should go in and do this. So he had a mitzvah to do it.
What was it that would happen?
You should do it. Just do it. It's not that nothing would happen. Yeah. Yeah, that's how the Talmud Taish did. You could rely on me. There was a nevuah, and therefore you won't have a call. You won't have a call. That's what that. But Yaakov Avinu was an Ish Emes, and an Ish Emes cannot be Seivel Sheka in any form way, even for a mitzvah. And he was holding, Maisi had to do he had to do the mitzvah, he had to be Mekayim the Nevuah. But Yaakov Avinu was hoping to do both, to be Mekayim the mitzvah, do the Nevuah, do everything his mother told him, but he was hoping to get caught. He was hoping that Yitzchak Avinu would catch him, and the Emes should come out. So Ish Emes just can't take it. So he said, okay, I'll do it, but Ulai, I hope, maybe, that his father will touch him and he will get caught. That's exactly Ulai. Yitzchak said about, is a mirror, is a mitzchi, 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 is a what's the Joshua? The Joshua is because he said, Ulai, that he was holding us, and you see, is that Ish Emes. We find Yaakov Avinu was an Ish Emes, and other it was Masamo. Masamo means the Emes, and other Pesukim Pesukim a Micha, famous Pesukim Tifin Emes the Yaakov. There's a Pesukim, and this week said also says the Yaakov Ishtam Yeshev Olam. Ishtam Rashi Zok Kaliba came Piv. That everything he became Piv means he didn't even know how to lie. Whatever was in his heart came out of his mouth. He didn't even know how to lie. He was a complete Ish Emes. Yeshev Olam Rashi teaches only Shashem but only Sha'eva. The Yaakov sat in Beis Medrash. He was a symbol of Talmud Torah. In this pasuk we see these things go together. In this time Yeshev Olam, today to learn Torah, that's not an Emes. Midas Emes. Pika Shemus Bakama time and Tayra and Emes goes together. On Emes comes from Kater.